We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's play Talk About It Tuesday, Solana. Let's go.
All right. You guys ready?
If the first question is not is a hot dog a sandwich, you're doing your job wrong. No, all right. Let's pretend that was the first question. All right, let's play the game.
You ready, Crowder?
Ready, baby. Let's go.
Hawk?
I'm ready.
Steven? You ready? I'm getting a thumbs up from Steven. That means he's ready.
All right, okay. Yeah, let us know.
All right, let's play. Florida Panthers, they're heading into the playoffs. Guys, Chris Drieger or Sergei Bobrovsky in the playoffs? Who do you have more confidence in net?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. You know, as you were asking that, I started to roll my eyes. And I was going to say, oh, it's Sergei Bobrovsky. Get out of here. That's nonsense. And then I started thinking to myself, man, did Drieger look good last night. Yeah. I mean, like, good, good. And they're going to be facing the same team. I guess it's not as easy a question as I thought it was going to be. Because Sergei Bobrovsky is a much more highly paid goalie.
Yes. Yes.
And he's had more success in the NHL than Chris Drieger. But, man, Drieger's look good. I guess it's – I mean, for me, if I had to choose, like, who's going to be my goalie at the start of the series and it'll be their job to lose during the series, it's Sergei Bobrovsky. But I don't think it's as easy as I was making it out to be.
Sergei's been to the playoffs more. He's won what's that called, the Vezina, the best goalie in the league.
Yeah, the goalie award, yep.
Yeah, the goalie awards. And yes, that first year – we had some questions, but this year they were both playing. And night two, I don't mind if I see all three of them in the playoffs, but you got to start Bob. And I know we've been told by multiple players, Coach Q doesn't care about your salary. He doesn't care about your lineage. He just cares about the best player on the ice. But I would have to say Bob's in net to start the playoffs.
Yeah, to start the playoffs. And then if things go south, you can go to Drieger. And if Drieger's got a hot hand, you can ride him for as long as you have to. But you got to start with Sergei. Would you agree with that, Solana?
Yeah, you're both wrong there. You got to go with Drieger. He's been the better goaltender all season long. Don't start the guy that makes more money. Start the guy that gives you the best chance to win. That's been Chris Drieger all season.
I don't know if I would say he's been a better goalie all season long. I mean, Bobrovsky has been pretty damn good this season.
You talking about the stats, Solana? Because we can look them up on save percentage and games won and all that stuff.
No need to do that. I didn't do any research.
Because if you had some facts,
I have no facts. I have no research. Okay. I've done absolutely nothing to come to that opinion. It was just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, very good. Fair enough. What else you got?
Actually, Drieger has a higher save percentage.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that, but yeah. I don't think, like he says, that Chris Drieger has been markedly better than Sergei Bobrovsky this year, and I don't think that's necessarily true.
No, and Sergei played, seven more games? Yeah. So, but they're very close, 909 and 927. Like.
All right, guys, Tim Tebow out of retirement at 34 years old or Anthony Fasano out of retirement at 37 years old? Who you got?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Wait a second. Are you saying Anthony Fasano is coming out of retirement?
I am not. I am not saying he's coming out of retirement. However, if you could have Anthony Fasano at 37 years old out of retirement.
I can't believe Anthony Fasano is only 37.
Right? Exactly.
I felt like he was 37 when he was playing down here.
He got an old face.
And I'm talking about the first time he came back for like a cup of coffee a few years ago, but the first time he was, wasn't he on the team when you were on the team?
Yeah, I played with Anthony. And he Parcells and them brought in Fasano from Dallas.
You're telling me Anthony Fasano is the same age as Tim Tebow?
Anthony Fasano will be 37 to start the season. Tim Tebow will turn 34 to start the season.
Okay.
I'm telling you guys, I'd rather have Anthony Fasano at 37 with tight end experience over a 34-year-old Tim Tebow with no tight end experience.
I will disagree with that. I will take Tim Tebow. I think he's got a lot of years left in his legs and his playing abilities. And yes, he's learning a new position, but he's been around football for a long time. Obviously has a history with Urban Meyer. He's beloved in Jacksonville. I don't get all the Tim Tebow hate. I really don't. And you know me, I'm not a Florida guy, so I have no kind of connection to Tim Tebow. I just find the Tim Tebow hate to be weird.
Because he should not be doing this. He failed at NFL already. A quarterback, he played his whole life. Now he's going to go switch positions, play a physical position when you've been a quarterback your whole life. You're right. It's genius to bring him to Jacksonville. Bring him as a brand ambassador. Bring him as a quarterback coach. Bring him as a scouting assistant. Bring him in if you love him, Urban, with this damn nepotism of this dude having a job. I was joking the other day. I wish Charlie Strong is an NFL job. Maybe I have a chance. He's going to fail as a tight end. The whole thing about him stealing a roster position, in camp, you have 9 tight ends any damn way. You know what he is and what's going to happen in that locker room, I'll tell you. He's a damn snitch. They're not going to respect him. Tebow's not getting – as the 7th-string tight end, Tim Tebow's not getting up in a team meeting and talking. They're going to tell him, sit down and shut up. Nobody respects you. Trevor Lawrence is our starting quarterback. Hey, 7th-string tight end, sit your ass in the back and go run down on punt team. What about running down on punt? What about kickoff return? I don't want to wish this on him. If he does make the team, which I would bet money he won't, he will get injured because he's never played a real football position. This is a joke. This is Urban Meyer bringing in his friend. I wish I had a friend like Urban Meyer to bring me in and give me a check for a couple weeks.
I mean, that's the prevailing notion. I just don't I don't agree with it. Leroy Horde, by the way, checking in via text saying, I will fight you. Chris Drieger is a lot better. He's a huge Chris Drieger fan, Leroy Horde. Huge
he's
Chris
good,
Drieger
but
fan. Oh, he's definitely good. It's great to have two good goalies.
This kid went the LeBron-Michael conversation. Same thing. Like, it's two greats, and you have to pick one between them. No, we have Bob that's playing well and Drieger that's playing well. Why can't we just have two guys playing well?
Leroy's,
what else you got, Solana?
Leroy's won a lot of money this year, by the way, betting
I know.
The under when Chris Drieger starts and betting the over when Bobrovsky starts. Like, his win percentage – betting
he's
those two
formula.
Is insane. It's like in the 70s.
And it came in again last night because there were 4 total goals scored last night, and that was the under.
Been waiting to get to this one all day. I don't know if you saw this, but the Food Network, they tweeted out a question yesterday that sparked an insane debate all day on Twitter. Which is the superior sandwich, a peanut butter and jelly or a grilled cheese?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it! So, that has swept the internet. Much to Ryan McGuire's chagrin, that has swept the internet the last 24 hours. And I've thought about it. I've thought about it. The peanut butter and jelly sandwich is a superior sandwich to a grilled cheese. It's easier to make. It's easier to bring around, easier to eat in a car in front of the TV. You don't have to add anything to it. Oh, grilled cheese is good, but you add in tomato and bacon, it's even better. Nothing to add to a peanut butter and jelly. The peanut butter and jelly, and you don't have to toast the bread. Peanut butter and jelly is the superior sandwich.
Now with convenience, you're 100% correct, Hawk. You don't need no toaster, bread. Take 30 seconds to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But then you're talking about you can't eat it by the TV, you can't eat it in your car.
Well,
why
I mean,
what is going on? What are you doing?
I may have gone a little overboard with this easier to eat at the TV. I was.
Convenience, you're correct. Peanut butter and jelly's quicker. But, bro, you can have the butter with the crisp bread and the melty cheese coming down without the bacon, without the tomato. Bro, you know a grilled cheese is more enjoyable to eat than a peanut butter and jelly.
If I could only have one more sandwich for the rest of my life, it'd obviously be a hot dog. But if I could only have one more sandwich for the rest of my life, PB&J or a grilled cheese, I think I go PBJ.
Oh, for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
I think I'm with you, too. I can't pile up that cheese and bread in me. I got bad guts.
What does Steven think? Is Steven running the board at 560?
I'm going to have to go PB&J.
PB&J, superior sandwich to a grilled cheese.
No.
If you could only eat one sandwich for the rest of your life, Steven, PB&J or grilled cheese?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Is a grilled cheese made better with bacon and tomato?
I guess. I haven't had it with bacon and tomato, so I'm...
Really?
I would assume it would be.
Solana, what do you think?
I would have agreed with you until I tried a grilled cheese in an air fryer. That's a game changer. It might be the best sandwich of all time. Grilled cheese in an air fryer, superior.
Well, wait a second.
Than a peanut butter and jelly.
That falls into everything that we just said. Like, how convenient is it to make a grilled cheese in an air fryer?
It's much easier.
So you're saying the superior sandwich is the one that you've got to take out restaurant equipment now?
Well, you don't have to take it out because it's already on your kitchen counter. That's where I leave my air fryer. And I'm telling you right now, it is the best sandwich you can make. Grilled cheese in an air fryer superior to the peanut butter and
that's
jelly.
Not the question.
And
that's
easier,
not the question.
And easier to eat in your car, by the way. And easier to
not
eat in your
the
car.
Question. It's not the question.
Get out of here. You need butter on a peanut butter and jelly. Get
Got
out of here.
Deep fried. Who said deep fried sandwich at
deep
any
fried,
point during this question?
Deep fried. Nobody's talking about deep fried. It's air fried. Air fried, totally
Whatever.
Different from deep fried. How dare
fried.
You?
It's like saying, I go with the grilled cheese because I pair it with a slab of ribs, and the slab of ribs is superior.
It's not like saying that at all.
It's exactly like saying that.
Hey, Huck, you throw some pork in my grilled cheese, I might swing on this thing. But
it was so funny because when I was giving my explanation, I was thinking to myself, how the hell is it easier to eat out of the TV? I literally thought that to myself, and then you pointed it out. I was like, damn it. I heard it.
You walking, shaking your play. Your hands are shivering with the grilled cheese on it. Cheese on your face and shirt.
I was saying it while thinking, what kind of nonsensical point are you making, you idiot? All right. Do we have time for any more, or is that it, Solana?
Yeah, we got to get to one more.
This is it.
I've never had a grilled cheese in an air fryer, by the way. I just want to let everybody know.
That.
I just want to come clean.
In keeping with the tenor of this show, of course not.
Who do you hate more, Nick Saban or Ryan McGuire?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. That's a push for me, Crowder.
You know what? I got to go with Saban.
I'll tell you this.
He drafted me. He gave me a chance in the league. He taught me defense. Saban's way better than Ryan.
I will tell you this. Ryan McGuire did put me and Crowder together.
See?
So I would have to say Saban I hate more, right? If it wasn't for Ryan, we wouldn't be doing a show
wouldn't
together.
Wouldn't be doing it. You know what? Get credit where credit's due. But that was one of them dumb mistakes, though. Like, can't get right.
That was a dumb mistake. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. That's it, Solana?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. That may have been the best rendition ever. What do you think? Solana, you vote for that one as the best rendition ever?
I do. I think that was All the right. best ever Talk About It Tuesday segment.
Crowder, you think so?
That was good.
It was good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.